Working in conjunction with the city, a group of Pittsfield area residents are continuing to push the revitalization of a once celebrated park.
This park is really Pittsfield Central Park.
Standing on roughly 240 acres of parkland, the city's open spaces and natural resources manager Jim McGrath envisions Springside Park as a destination.
It being the largest park, it has so much to offer, from hiking trails to bird watching. We have the Little League field and the only handicap accessible playground in the county.
McGrath joined members of the Springside Park Conservancy to highlight the latest push to restore what used to be a popular gathering place for picnics, ice skating, and community events. There were even two incarnations of a zoo at the North Street Park. Taking input from other groups committed to Springside and community members over 18 months, the group's master plan was adopted by the Pittsfield Parks Commission in April. At the center of the effort is the Springside House, built in the middle of the 19th century.
So this room here at the Springside House is the tower room here on the third floor. And you can imagine, those that lived in this building over the years coming up here and just enjoying this expansive view to the south and to the east, just sweeping views of the city here at Springside House up on the hill. It's an impressive room and one of the rooms we hope to really restore back to its original glory.
McGrath says the multi-year top-down effort to restore the house could start with foundation work this summer if the coalition is awarded a historical grant from the state. Serving as a private home, the building later housed the city's parks department until 2007 and has since fallen into disrepair. Its floors are filled with baseball trophies, ice skates that Eric Heiden would reminisce about, and a wooden chest that once contained all the essentials for a day in the park, such as horseshoes, checkers, and something called a utility ball, which a person could rent for the day. Ward 1 City Councilor Lisa Tully serves as an advisor to the Conservancy.
The Conservancy and many of the people of Pittsfield have come together and decided what they would like to see the house become one day. And there's so many ideas with the house: make it a visitor center, a reception area, classrooms upstairs, talking to local officials about having classrooms for agricultural here. Many, many ideas to make it revenue for the city.
Restoring Springside Pond and improving access to and signage within the park are also included in the group's five-year action plan. To help fund the effort, a community gala is planned at the park on July 1st, offering people a rare look inside Springside House and an evening featuring music and local food.
There's a picture inside the house that shows a bunch of people dancing outside at the park on the house at one time, and it's a beautiful picture of the past. And I'm hoping this group of people can bring that back.
Reporting from Pittsfield, this is Jim Lavoulis at WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle.